Today's episode is brought to you by Emco Beauty. Affordable, luxe for less, and cruelty-free beauty with every product under $50. Amazing, right?
We don't have time for this. We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gayamagal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present, and emerging.
Bring, 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 bring. Hello, welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Hey, Bestie.
Do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my god, I love this podcast so much, you guys.
I don't have time for this week.
Imposter syndrome.
Toddler sequel.
What do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Bring, bring.
I'm your host, Kate Reeves.
And I'm Gemma Peanut.
And it's Derby Day.
It's Friday.
Dilemmons falling off the dilemmonade tree.
How are you, DLs?
Oh. You looked me dead in the eyes and I thought you were going to ask me how I am.
I thought I'd throw it out to the DL. I know it's not a two-way conversation, but...
Should we just leave a little gap for them to answer?
Okay,
ready? Everyone can feel like we're in a conversation.
Okay. How are you, DLs?
Oh, that's not good to hear.
Imagine if they're like,
fucking shit.
Yeah.
Had the worst day ever. Let's do an alt version for that. Okay.
How are you, DLs?
How are you going?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's rough.
Sorry. This too shall pass. Isn't that the worst thing
always
that someone can say to you in early motherhood? Like, this too shall pass. It's like, shut your fucking face.
Yeah, I don't need platitudes.
Yeah, when will this, when
it end?
When shall this pass to? Anyway.
Well, we won't say this too shall pass to our DL who has a dilemma for the week.
Okay.
It's an interesting one, Revsy.
Okay.
It's one I shall read. Our DL says.
Jem's in a weird mood.
I am.
Sometimes when Jem's overtired or she's had a lot of sugar, she goes quite Shakespearean. She gets like formal, but silly formal. It's like, I shall read the dilemma.
The truth of the matter is,
yes,
our office has a surplus of Minties.
And snacks. Oreos.
Jars and jars of snacks.
Sweet,
and it makes
popcorn.
Me very happy.
Yeah.
It takes me back to my uni days. And when there's free food on the table, it's like I can't stop eating it.
Just got to consume it.
It's a great problem.
Yeah. But if you ever hear Jem, which I know you often do, say something like, once upon a yesteryear, you'll know she's eaten five packets of Oreos.
Correctamundo. Back to our DL and her dilemma. I love this one.
Hit me.
It's a trivial one, which are my favorites.
Great.
Yeah. It's a Friday vibe. She says, DLs, how do you pick your hairstyle? We're getting deep today.
Yes.
I've mostly had long hair. Occasionally, shoulder length. I always like it when it's cut, then I wish it would grow. Mm. But when it's long, I find it looks scruffy really quickly.
Yes.
I'd prefer not to use heat on it every day, but it can be frizzy. I don't fancy it being chemically straightened, and I just want to be an effortlessly cool mum with nice hair, but it just doesn't seem to happen. Laughing emoji.
Girl, you want too much.
You want way too much.
So you want to be effortless, but you don't want to have a keratin. That's fine. But you don't want to use heat on it, but it can't be frizzy.
Can't look scruffy. Thinking about short hair, but then FOMO for the long hair.
But the long hair looks scraggly. Girl, what do you want?
What do you want?
You need to go buy something.
I feel like the grass is always greener hairdo mentality is universal.
Very real.
You know, I look at people with a short lob and I'm like, you look chic as hell. I want to be that version of me.
Okay.
But then I've learnt and I'm not going to be one of those people who repeats history where I cut my hair short and then 3 days later I regret it instantly because my strong theory, which is everyone's theory, is that short hair looks better when styled.
Done. You have to do it.
You have to do it.
Yes.
Whereas, I don't know, I want to say to our DL, lean into the wild mane, scraggly hair.
Yeah, whack it up in a mum bun. Right?
Or slick it back into a neat bun.
You have more options with long hair than you do with short.
Hunji
pig. That's just a universal truth.
Mm-hmm.
But we've all been in that itchy, scratchy, restless phase where we're like, you know what? my life's feeling a little out of control. Mm. Some shit's gone down in my personal life. Things are boring. My baby's annoying me. I feel frumpy. I can't get a hold on anything fun. Can't go to Europe because I'm stuck under kids. Can't go out for dinner even. You know what I can do? A hair appointment. I know. I'll cut all my hair off. It'll solve all my problems. Well, bitch, it won't. In fact, it'll make more problems for you.
Always.
Every single day. Unpopular opinion. Between having your first child and your last child going to school, no bobs, no lobs, no haircuts.
Why?
Because they're hard work and they make you look mumsy.
Oof.
I'm sorry. It's just true. DLs
are going to riot,
this
Revs.
But I can say this because I've done it multiple times. Mm. Do you remember? Actually, at the birth of this podcast, I was about to say rocking, but I wasn't rocking it. I had a very short, blunt bob, didn't I?
You did.
How fucking mumsy did I look?
When we look back on the archival footage, you do look rather mumsy.
I feel like I looked 7 to 9 years older than I look now.
Okay, then can you share with us what drove you to do this cut?
That was miserable.
Was it an itch for change? Miserable. Were you trying to shake up your life, your look?
Yeah, and I get it. It's funny. When I was talking on my stories a few weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I feel this urge to go back to copper. Mm. You know, copper's having a moment. Mm-hmm. It's called cowgirl copper.
Stop
it. It's in line with the country music trend that's happening right now.
Cowgirl
copper. Not trend,
copper?
Resurgence. It's a thing.
Do you know what that makes me think of?
What?
Jessie from Toy Story.
Okay.
Is that the reference? Are we talking deep red?
Is that the fashion reference? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
If the fashion reference is Jessie from Toy Story.
That's where my mind went when I heard cowgirl copper. Go on, give me a fashion reference.
It's because of the country music resurgence.
I understand that, but
having a moment.
Who's the country redhead that we're all
aspiring
to be?
It's probably Lana Del Rey from her last album or whatever, when she had that really like golden copper hair.
She's not country.
I know, but she had that like, you know, oh, don't worry.
All right.
Have you ever been on Tumblr in your life?
I shan't worry.
Anyway, I shared that I was like, oh, I'm a bit itchy. Like maybe I want to do copper. Mm. I was copper for like 8 years. I had copper hair and I loved it. And I went through all the different reds and then everyone was DMing me. And some people, I know you girls, you're just like me. They're like, do it.
They're enablers.
Do it. Dopamine. And then someone DM'd me and I was like, I've never had a truer truth bomb dropped on my lap in my life. She's like, girl, you're having a hormonal surge. Go and buy something. She was right. I was bang in the middle of ovulation and I just wanted to feel something. Mm. So I was like, maybe I'm a redhead.
Just no. Seeking validation on the internet.
No, not validation. Like the
permission.
The dopamine hit.
No,
you know
you wanted people to enable you.
Yeah. I was just like feeling the vibes. Anyway, I didn't dye my hair copper because someone else told me I would blend in with this podcast studio and it's true.
You know, I had a conversation with your hair gal, Sal.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay, did you?
I was like, did you lose your mind when Revs was like, I'm going to undo all this work that Sally has done and suddenly go copper cowgirl? And do you know what she said to me?
What?
She said, it's great content for me. People love her before and after.
And then she'd have to get all the content of taking me back to blonde when I realized it was a massive overreach.
And more is more. Content for days.
Yeah. Point is, I feel like as we mature, we need to learn this very important life lesson. If you are itchy to change your hair, it's a clue that something else is going on. Because really, can you really name a time in your life or someone close to you's life where they've radically changed their hair and everything's been okay?
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't happen. Most people just have a style that they either always come back to or, you know, when they cut it or whatever, they get back there and you're like, yeah, that's you. That's your hair. Or,
but Revs, do you know what really bugs me? You always talk about the time I had cool short hair.
You?
Yes.
Yeah.
You reference it frequently.
It was
you
a moment.
Talked to producer Kate about it.
It was
you
amazing.
You know Gemma had really cool short hair once.
You did. But we've moved past that point, you know? Like I think we were 15 or something when you had that hair.
Yeah, I was in year 9.
Yeah. And it just fell that way. You didn't ever styled it.
I looked like I belonged in All Saints.
You looked
like
so
the
cool.
Fifth member.
It was of the moment. That's the thing. You accidentally, because I know you. You're never like with the moment.
I'm never with the moment.
No. So like someone had given you a haircut and it just worked.
It was shaggy.
It was shaggy.
Spiky.
And it kicked out at the ends, which is what we, when we cut a bob, don't want. But it was just that one moment in the 90s when that was cool. Mm. It worked for you. You looked sick. But, you know, you grew it out and it never came back.
No, because the maintenance. I had to put product in it to make the spikes at the end work for me. There was another era, I don't know if you remember, where I cut a blunt fringe.
Yeah.
My mum still talks about that.
It wasn't great.
She loved it.
Oh.
Yeah. She loved it.
Oh.
Because she has a fringe. Do you reckon that's what it is?
Probably.
She says... And she claims that it frames my face beautifully.
Show me, do a little, do the thing where you flip your hair into a fringe.
Okay. I got to take my headphones off. Okay. Bear with me.
I'll live commentate. Okay. So this is Jem's hair. No, no, you can't get rid of your hair.
Okay. I don't know how to do this.
That's it. And then flip it and like hang hair in front. Love it.
Can confirm TLs, it looks terrible. This is not blunt because it's my struggle.
We need to use AI for this. Mm. Okay, I'll AI a picture of you with a fringe.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I can't imagine you with bangs.
There's a photo on the internet of me with bangs.
But we know now, we know better in 2024 that bangs is the universal call sign for help.
Yes. I'm a lazy girl. I think a lot of DLs are.
Especially at this stage of motherhood and life.
There are people.
Yeah.
So what do we say to our DL with the dilemma? Telling her that she's asking for too much is not solving her dilemma.
And I'm all here for this and I will obsess with you. I'll get into this with you. What can we do? But I really, really think you've confused me with this dilemma because I genuinely cannot get to the root of what you want other than to have different genetics.
So true. For me, it's that I don't want a keratin treatment because then I'm like, whoa, that was going to be my suggestion.
That's it. I'm out.
If you don't like the frizz scraggle look, keratin is the answer.
But you don't want to use heat. Keratin and heat are the only combat for frizz, I think, unless there's some kind of product. I mean, I think the whole woman world has looked for that product you put in your hair that just makes the natural wave look great. Personally, I've never found it. The only time I've ever had that is, you know, like every now and then you'll come out of the ocean and it'll just fall just right. And you definitely don't have anywhere to be that afternoon or night. It's like when you throw your hair up to wash your face and you nail the most gorgeous bun, the most beautiful chef's kiss top knot, and you're going off to bed. But when you want to have a cute top knot, when you're going off to mother's group or school run or whatever, you have to do it four times and it gets worse. Every time you take it out and try again, it gets worse.
Just a nest.
It's just awful. Hair is elusive.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do it, then you have to just embrace it, right?
But is there a cut that she can get with her long hair that will support the effortless look?
Maybe you just need a nice, fresh, blunt trim. It's boring, I know. It's not going to give you a dopamine download. It's not going to make you feel like you've fixed your whole life. But if it's feeling...
Is she asking for that? I don't know if she was asking for that.
That was the inference.
Do you see her in crisis mode through the guise of hair chat?
Yeah, I can feel the subtext.
Okay.
Her life's falling apart.
Oh, DL. Maybe we should make a hook turn and... What's going on, babe?
Who hurt you?
What's really going on?
Seriously.
Behind the bangs.
Hair is a clue. Mm. Hair is a clue.
Oh, everyone who I know, when they start posting selfies with their new hairdo on Instagram, and if it's an extravagant shift, I'm like, that's a mask.
Yeah, what's going on?
Something. Or they're emerging and evolving.
Or they're emerging
that's
and evolving.
That's a thing too. They didn't have to be hurt by nobody.
It's a fine line between emerging and deeply fucked up.
You know who hurt them? Their kids.
Yeah.
They hurt their soul.
They broke them.
Mm.
But a bob or a lob.
It's too much work.
It's too much.
I don't recommend this for our DL. Okay. She's already stated that every time she cuts her hair, she FOMOs for the long.
Yes. Stay long.
Stay long. There's versatility. There's things we can do. Can I just share anecdotally? Revs, as we know, has Stennies. I'm not going to suggest Stennies to anyone because the upkeep of that is enormous. But what I have noticed
with Revs. Babe, for you, anything is enormous above nothing, which is what you do.
I own my witch hair status. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
One of the things that annoys Revs more than anything, I'm tangenting here, is I am one of those people who can wash my hair, chuck it up in a bun, pull it out, it unravels into barrel waves.
Yeah.
Sometimes it looks good, sometimes it looks shit, but the days it looks good, Revs is like, you just fucking tossed that up into a bun, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm like, did you brush it? No. Did you put some kind of... No. You're just blessed.
It just dried.
Yeah, like it just dried like this.
It's looking nasty today, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say, I digress, is that Revs is now sporting a slick back centre part pony.
Yeah.
And sometimes she plaits the pony.
Sometimes I plait the pony.
I am into this.
Yeah, I'm into it. It's a fun era.
It makes you look done.
Yes.
But effortlessly done.
And also
effortless.
It's
literally effortless.
Very effortless. And it's also, if you've got dirty hair and you don't have time, I still feel like it's presentable.
Is there a secret weapon product behind all of this?
And this really is not Spawn, even though we do work with them. The Emco, it's the dupe of the Slick Stick.
Okay.
It's called like a hair and brow wand.
Ooh.
And it's like a very big mascara wand in a tube of hair gel. It's very good.
It's
and
great.
I just pull that and it just gets all the flyaways and it makes it look deliberate rather than a greasy ponytail, which is underneath it all what it really is.
It's really working for you, babe.
Thank you. It's Sophia Richie pioneered it. It's been picked up by all the Zuma icons like Hailey Bieber. They're all rocking this parted slick ponytail. It's a real hack. It's almost too easy to do that I don't even do my hair anymore.
How often do you wash it?
Well, I've got thin, greasy hair, so I really have to wash my hair every day if I want it to look presentable.
Really?
Yeah, and it's
every day.
Yes, and it's a fucking ball ache.
Yeah, that's a punish.
If I'm going out, the hair must be washed that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm a once a week gal.
Oh.
But
jealous.
There's no consistency on when that day of the week is.
Okay.
I've noticed people on the internet talk about hair day.
Hair
like
wash
I've seen
day.
Like get ready with me on hair day
yeah.
and they wash it and do it.
These I'm are like, the same people who have a sheets washing day and a Sunday reset. It's not us.
I have a Sunday reset.
Do you?
Yes. Hubs and I do it.
Oh, okay.
Every Sunday evening we Hubs reset.
Hubs and I.
What do you mean? What do you She's doing those bunny ears.
What do you do in the Sunday reset?
We co-tidy. We have a team meeting and we go, Sunday reset? And it's like, let's smash it out now. And there's
hot.
Someone. It's porn for me. Okay. Often one of the duo is dragging their feet.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, let's do it with gusto. Let's get it done.
Okay.
And we do. And it's quick and it's easy. And we do it because I work from home on a Monday.
Yes.
And he knows that a cluttered space for me equals a cluttered mind. And that's not how I want to start our week. So we do Sunday reset. And it is both of us, Kate Ruth Reeves.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've pulled one of those.
I'm just saying there's two types of people. And sounds like our DL basically wants different genetics. She wants to be effortlessly gorgeous, roll out of bed looking smoking, but doesn't want to do anything for it. You know, my sister has been rocking heatless curls lately. And I've given them shade in the past because there is no dignity in those things. No dignity. I know you're not going anywhere, but you look so stupid.
I hard disagree, Revs. I feel like there is a version of that heatless curler look that is kind of cool on the internet. You know those big pink hairbands that people wear to do makeup tutorials?
Yeah.
I put it in the same category.
Okay. I think you look like the fourth Mormon wife.
I think it gives Little Women vibes.
You're not selling it.
No, it's cool.
It gives, I saw Goody Proctor with the devil.
All right, Crucible referencer. Here we go. We're getting nerdy niche
little
again.
Little House on the Prairie. Anyway, look, my sister's hair looked so good the other day and I was like, whoa, what's this? Is this your natural hair? You need to rock this watch. She goes, no, this is heatless curls. I was like, oh, there's no dignity in it.
Pray tell. Does she sleep in them?
Yeah. She got the big fat silk, the one snake.
Okay. Did she get it from Kmart?
No.
Okay.
No. She got the one that spams you on Instagram.
Okay.
That we're definitely going to get served this afternoon after talking about this. And it's like the big fat silky snake that you put over your head like a crown and then you wrap. She said it took minutes and then she woke up with great hair.
There's a technique to it. I've tried it. I can't do it. It's like people who can do French braids.
Yeah.
It's like a gathering of bits of hair, wrap and then gather a bit more. It's too much for
me. I also feel like you have to have the right hair for it. Like my sister's very thick hair.
She's got obedient hair, like me. You do not have obedient hair.
No, it's obedient. There's just like four strands of it.
True.
It is.
Your hair's listening and I'm feeling defensive on its behalf.
Anyway.
Be kind to yourself.
But maybe try that. Try some heatless curls and a bit of a trim. And don't pay for the trim. Go to like Just Cuts and just get a straight across blunt trim.
Mm.
Maybe that'll make you feel fresh. That's all I got, girlfriend.
We've solved absolutely nothing today.
We've kind of insulted her. We're like, you want too much. Well, DLs, hope you've got fabulous hair and you're feeling fine. If you're feeling restless, try buying a pair of shoes or something before you wreck your face with terrible bangs that will take months to grow out.
Oh, DL, thank you for riding the trivial train with us today.
Choo-choo.
For this episode. It's a real Friday vibe. We hope you've got lots of fun things on the cards this weekend up ahead. And as always, we'll be back in your ears bright and early on Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
We love you.
Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
Hey, Jem, want to play a game?
Do I ever not want to play a game?
Okay, if you lost your makeup bag, what are the three MCO beauty products you would immediately repurchase?
Flawless Glow Luminous Skin Filter.
Okay, they didn't even hesitate.
Well, it's my first step. Primer, concealer in one.
And it creates that dewy finish that we love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so number two would be the Super Glow Bronzing Drops.
Knew it, called it.
I mean, I love the sun-kissed bronze look, obviously. Especially as we're going into the cooler months, Rebsy.
It's so hydrating.
Yep. And my last pick would be...
Extend Lash Mascara.
Ah, of course. My fave.
Well, it's everyone's favourite tubular mascara, actually.
So DLs, head into Chemist Warehouse, Woolworths, Big W, or jump online to mcobeauty.com to stock up on all of their cult faves.
And check out their new products today.